자, 리. 야무나띠라나 자리 라야라다 마다바 군자비하리 जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। व्रजभूमि वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। ग्रंथ राशि श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग श्री श्री प्रभुपाद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 3 चैप्टर 13 एंटाइटल्ड द अपीयरेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड वराहदेव टेक्स्ट नंबर 24 थर्ड कैंटो 13 चैप्टर 24th वर्स ब्रह्मानं हर्षयाम आस हरि तांश द्विजोत्तमान स्वगर्जितेन ककुभ प्रतिस्वनयता विभु ब्रह्मानं हर्षयामास हरिस्तांश्च द्विजोत्तमं स्वगर्जितेन ककुभः प्रतिस्वनयता विभुः ब्रह्मानं हर्षयामास हरिस्तांश्च द्विजोत्तमान् स्वगर्जितेन ककुभः प्रतिस्वनयता विभुः ब्रह्मानं हर्षयामास हरिस्तांश्च द्विजोत्तमान् स्वगर्जितेन ककुभः प्रतिस्वनयता विभुः स्वगर्जितेन ककुभः विभुः ब्रह्मानं हर्षयामास हरिस्तां द्विजोत्तमान् स्वगर्जितेन ककुभः प्रतिस्वनयता विभुः ब्रह्मानं हर्षयामास हरिस्तांश्च द्विजोत्तमान् स्वगर्जितेन ककुभः प्रतिस्वनयता विभुः ब्रह्मानं हर्षयामास हरिस्तांश्च द्विजोत्तमान् स्वगर्जितेन ककुभः प्रतिस्वनयता विभु माताजी स्वगर्जितेन ककुभः ब्रह्मानं हर्षयामास हरिस्तांश्च द्विजोत्तमान् स्वगर्जितेन ककुभः ब्रह्मानं अंटु ब्रह्मा हर्षयामास एनलाइवन हरिः द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड तान ऑल ऑफ देम च आल्सो द्विज उत्तमान हाईली एलिवेटेड ब्राह्मणास स्वगर्जितेन by his uncommon voice Kakubaha. All directions. Pratiswanayata. Which echoed. Vibhu. The omnipotent. The translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The translation. The omnipotent supreme personality of Godhead enlivened Brahma and the other highly elevated brahmanas by again roaring with his uncommon voice, which echoed in all directions. The purport. Brahma and other enlightened brahmanas who know the supreme personality of Godhead are enlivened by the appearance of the Lord in any of his multi-incarnations. The appearance of the wonderful and gigantic incarnation of Vishnu as the mountain-like boar did not fill them with any kind of fear. Although the Lord's resounding voice was tumultuous and echoed horribly in all directions as an open threat to all demons who might challenge his omnipotency. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. My humble obeisance to all the Vaishnavas. Our leader Savas Prabhu and all the senior devotees, if you bless me, then I can give back some of the nectar, you know, the way I have understood, and by your mercy I could speak the right words at the right time and right spirit. Srimad Bhagavatam, at the point that we are at, we see that the main mission of Lord Vishnu is that he wants to start the creation. Why does he want to start the creation? Because there are millions of living entities who are in susupti, who are in deep sleep. So why doesn't he just let them sleep forever? You know, they're anyways in deep sleep. Anytime you wake them up, doesn't matter. Because whenever you wake them up, they will think that they just slept for a moment. So the point here is that this stage of susupti is of a living entity sleeping with impious desires. The living entities have a lot of impious, filthy desires within the heart, and they want to enjoy the material world, they want to enjoy separately from God, and they have been trying, but they are not successful. And they have hundreds, millions of desires within the heart, and they are sleeping in that state. So in this regard, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, the difference between mukti and susupti is very thin. There is a thin line. In the mukti stage, also, it's like a deep sleep. But it's also like being at a platform of no action, when somebody has liberated, then they are on the platform where there is no action, there is only peace in the Brahma Jyoti, in the effulgence of Lord Krishna. So the thin line here is that in the stage of Susupti, the living entity is sleeping with millions of desires. So there is no peace because there are so many desires. Just like if a child has so many desires on his mind, he can't be at peace. He's very restless. He wants to go out. He wants candies. He wants chocolate. He wants to watch some cartoon. So the mother says, sit down, relax. He can't. So it's Lord Vishnu's desire to facilitate the creation so that all the sleeping living entities can wake up. And once they are awakened, they can actually come to the material world and so-called, you know, try to be like God. They can try to get those so-called desires fulfilled. Ultimately, to realize that we are not God. Ultimately, to realize that we cannot be God. And to realize that material world cannot be enjoyed at all. It's not possible. And in this way, the living entity can reform itself and establish the lost connection back to God and come back home, back to Godhead, to the spiritual world. So this is the main motive. This is the inside purpose of the creation. But externally, what is going on? So for the creation to take place, the population has to be present. And as we know that Kumaras denied, then Lord Brahma has another son, this Banu, and he is ready, but the actual place, the earth, is not to be found. It's the earth has been submerged in the Garbhodak ocean, and it's not easy to find where the earth is. It's gone down, like a lot in the much down at the ocean, at a very filthy place. And who is going to take the earth out? And Lord Brahma is contemplating that this is the service given by Vishnu. So my Supreme Lord has to help us. Otherwise, nothing can happen in the future. So Lord Vishnu, the name Vishnu itself means Vyapanoti Vishate Iti Vishnu. So Vishnu means that the one who creates and he enters his own creation. So he is present everywhere. So if that is the case, Lord Brahma is praying that, oh, may that Lord Vishnu help us. And then from his nostrils, you know, a small boar comes out, and the size of the tip of the thumb. And such boar is, as he comes out, he starts to get enlarged, gets bigger and bigger, and he becomes extremely gigantic. And all the devotees there, they're bewildered, thinking, what is going on? Who is this, first of all, boar? We expected Lord Vishnu to appear with four-handed forms and like, you know, like, don't worry guys, I'm there for you, I'm going to help you, I'll get the earth out. But why the boar? Why the incarnation of boar? Because if you see the boar or the pig in general, they like to go in the filthy places. And usual, you know, the boar, they're very expert digging out anything from a filthy place. So Vishnu, Lord Krishna, he is so transcendental, it's very bewildering to even understand that he can even assume incarnation such like that. That he can appear in boar form. And people get bewildered. They think, how it is possible that such a great personality, God, he also appears like that. Just like Queen Kunti prays that Janma Karma Cha Vishwatman Ajasya, you are unborn, akartu, you are inactive. Apparently you don't have any action to be performed in the material world. But you still perform action. You are unborn, but you still appear. Ajasya akartur atmanah. So she is saying that you are not even supposed, like you don't have to appear, but you appear out of your own causeless, merciful desire. You just appear to serve, to save the devotees. And it's bewildering. Tiryak nru rishishu. You come as sometimes animals, sometimes in the human race, sometimes you come rishishu, amongst the rishis, and sometimes you appear in water, in aquatic form. So, tad atyanta vidambanam. Kunti Maharani says, it is totally bewildering. It's, who can understand you? You're extremely bewildering. How to understand this? You know, you can see that sometimes a great person, like a CEO of a big organization, comes home and then he puts his, you know, suitcase and he takes off his suit that he's wearing and he's in his comfy clothes, and then his little son comes and says that, "Daddy, Daddy, you become horse, I want to ride you." And then he's like, "Okay." So he becomes horse. The next day the son says, "You, can you be a donkey today?" So the father, "Okay, I'll be a donkey today." So father is like this, and the son climbs, and then, you know, the father is going around, you know, making the sound. And then everybody is like, "Why? This is such a great person. Why he has to act like a donkey?" You know, it doesn't make sense. So here we have to understand the principle of mercy, how much merciful nature Krishna has. He is doing everything. Even in the pastime of Samudra Manthan, when the churning of ocean was happening, the demigods came to Lord Vishnu saying that, "We want to taste the nectar." So Lord Vishnu says, "Nectar is there in the ocean, you know, just churn the ocean, you'll get it." So the demigods and demons, they shook hands. They wanted to do it together. When they went, they saw the ocean is so big, it's impossible for us to even start churning. Where to begin? They come back, "Oh, Vishnu, please help us. How do we churn?" The Lord Vishnu says, "Okay, that also I have to tell you. Okay. Use the Mandara mountain as the churning rod. And use Vasuki as the rope. And then you can start churning." They actually bring the huge Mandara mountain and they put it in the ocean. And then they use also Vasuki snake to churn it. But the problem is that such a huge mountain is sinking in the ocean. It's very difficult, unstable. So they again come back, "Vishnu, please help us. We need your help, O Lord." Then Lord Vishnu says, "Okay, what do you need?" "We want to stabilize the mountain." Then Lord Vishnu says, "Okay, I also have some scratch in my back. So I will assume the form of Kurma. I will assume the tortoise incarnation." And then Kurmadev, you know, as a tortoise, he is at the bottom supporting the mountain. And then they start churning, but still it's very wobbly. It's really moving a lot. We need stability from the top. So Lord Vishnu says, "Okay, I will become Ajita. I will sit on the top with 1,000-armed Ajita and I will hold the mountain." So Lord Vishnu is doing that. And then finally, when the first thing that comes out is the poison from the churning, when the churning is happening, poison comes. Now again, everybody is bewildered what to do with the poison. So in this regard, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that whenever churning begins, the first thing is poison. Just like the process of Krishna consciousness is like churning our heart. We're trying to get the nectar of Krishna consciousness. We're trying to get out the nectar of love of God out. But that's not easy. And when we are churning our heart, then the first thing comes out is poison, meaning the vices will come out. You know, sometimes we think that, what is going on? I was not this lusty before coming to Krishna consciousness. Or I was not this angry. I would not get so mad, but now since I'm in, you know, Krishna consciousness, I'm trying to chant, I'm trying to control my mind, but I feel so many bad things coming out.
So why is it happening? Because you're churning, you're trying to churn your heart, the first the vices come out. Just like if you try to clean your room, first thing that comes out is the dust. So these impurities are being removed from the heart, the poison comes. So, you know, what to do? Then Lord Vishnu also solves that problem. Okay, Lord Shiva, you drink the poison. Later, when the herbs come, Lord Vishnu assumes the form of Dhanvantari. And further down the line, we see that Lord Vishnu, he himself becomes Mohini and distributes the nectar, makes sure the demigods receive it. So everything is happening. You know, in that entire pastime, you see Lord Vishnu is present everywhere. He's at the bottom of the mountain, he's on the top, he's coming as Dhanvantari, he's also coming as Mohini Murti. So many incarnations just to make sure that the devotees are getting the nectar. So Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, it is the first primary thing that he loves to do is to give happiness to his devotees. And that's why Lord Vishnu, he's ready to do anything, anything that is required. So Srila Prabhupada would say that this impersonalist, those people who say that God has no form, he is formless, or he is, you know, no features, he has no qualities, these people are so foolish. Srila Prabhupada would say, such people have to understand God has so many forms. God can assume any number of forms that he wishes. He can do anything. He is present in different incarnations, in different forms. But at the same time, he does not get affected by that quality. For example, when Varahadev, when the boar has come from the nostril of Brahma, we cannot say that, oh, it's just ordinary boar. That means he has to be filthy. No, when Krishna becomes boar, then he is the most beautiful. He is the most, you know, transcendentally pleasing boar that you can even imagine. When Krishna assumes the form of Matsya, then he becomes the most gorgeous fish that you can ever imagine. So when Krishna assumes anything, then it is the ultimate beautiful. And it is meant for ultimate benediction for the devotee. Here, Srila Prabhupada writes that first thing that Lord Varaha did, he roared. Roaring in his uncommon voice. So that roaring is bewildering for all the demons. Just like when Narasimhadev appeared. Garjantam, garjayantam, nijabhujapatalam, sphotayantam, hatantam. As soon as he appeared, he roared and everyone was shaking. Just by the hearing the sound, the earth was shaking. And everybody thought, oh, looks like the time of annihilation has come. And why Narasimhadev appeared and he roared is just natural tendency. What do lions do usually? They roar. You know, when Krishna assumes a role, he does it to perfection. But such roars, Srila Prabhupada writes very beautifully, although the Lord's resounding voice was tumultuous and echoed horribly in all directions as an open threat to all demons who might challenge his omnipotency. So when lion roars, what happens? All the animals in the jungle, they get frightened. They start shaking. But the cubs of the lion, they don't care. That sound is actually assuring them of their protection. Because when they hear, they understand, oh, this is the roar of my father. This is the roar of, you know, my very heroic father. So the children, or the cubs of the lion, they are not afraid. Rather, they are assured of the protection. So Prabhupada explains that these roaring is very dreadful for the elephant or for the other animals. They run away being scared. So similarly in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says that Lord Chaitanya is the lion. And may that lion come in my heart. May that lion come in the jungle of my heart and let him drive away all the elephants in the form of the vices in my heart. You know, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mad and matsarya. All these vices, let them be driven away. All these elephants, let them run away by the appearance of Simha, Chaitanya Simha. So, we should also understand that this roaring is for the betterment of the devotees of the Lord. At the same time, the demoniac class, they are going to be completely scared. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions that why everybody runs behind impersonalism. Srila Prabhupada once said, if you go to India and scratch a Hindu, inside you will find an impersonalist. So practically so many Brahmavadis, they are worshipping, thinking that, oh, ultimate aim is the formless, nirgun, nirakar. Supreme Absolute Truth is formless. It has no qualities or no features, no form. So Prabhupada would get completely, first of all, he would feel hurt. Why would you say that even after being born in India, in nice family, you are saying ultimately God has no form. So there is one time, it was after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, Loknath Maharaj, you know, he had his bullock cart party and they were traveling distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And that time, they came to Kanpur and there was Ram Leela going on. So they were passing out Prabhupada's Back to Godhead magazines. And when it became night time, they did not have a place to go. They did not have anywhere to go and take prasad or sleep. So while they were just walking and passing out books, that time they saw a Bengali board. They saw some Mr. Chatterjee and some Bengali, you know, wordings. They couldn't understand, but they thought that our Prabhupada is Bengali. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, appeared in Gaudadesh. So Bengali, he's also Bengali. We are, you know, from Prabhupada's movement. Let's go. So they just went to the person and they started knocking on the door. You know, and then Mr. Chatterjee opened the door. And he's like, who are you guys? So many uninvited guests. And then our devotees, they said that, oh, we come from International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We come from the Hare Krishna movement. It's Srila Prabhupada's A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. And this Mr. Chatterjee, he jumped. He's like, oh, Swamiji, Prabhupada, okay, come inside. And then all the devotees started looking at the house, such a nice, beautiful Bengali, you know, old-fashioned house. And they saw all the, like, nice paraphernalia. They saw the rocking chair and everything. And then this Chatterjee, he started showing devotees, you know, your Swami, he came and he stayed in this house for a long time. Just like you are passing out his books, he came while he was distributing his own Back to Godhead. You don't trust me? I'll show you. This is the place where Prabhupada would sit and honor prasad. This is the place where he would cook. This is the place he would wash his own clothes by his own hands. And this is the place where he would hang the clothes for drying. And everybody was like, what? What a great fortune. We are in the house where Prabhupada lived for many, many days. And then he started saying, that's nothing. Let me show you something. He brought his own one copy of Back to Godhead. And he showed, look, this is the signature of your Swami. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. This nice big signature of Srila Prabhupada. And then the devotees started looking in the Back to Godhead magazine. And they started seeing that there were some statements that were underlined. Especially the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a person. He is the most attractive, most magnanimous person. That was underlined. And then our devotees asked, oh, so you have been studying. Looks like you are underlined this. And the Chatterjee said, no. Not me. Swamiji underlined it for me. Then devotees were bewildered. Prabhupada underlined for him. So he said that because I am Arya Samaji, I follow Arya Samaj. And according to our philosophy, the supreme absolute truth has no form, has no qualities, nirgun, nirakar. So Swamiji would make me sit here and he would teach me. Look, according to Shvetashvatara Upanishad, the supreme absolute truth, he not just have form, but he has the most beautiful form. Not that he just have qualities, but he is the source. He is the perfection of all the qualities. And Swamiji would make me sit here and would say that you, Arya Samaji, what kind of people you are? When you see the temple of Vishnu, you look right, you look to the left, and then you hide yourself and you go inside. You bow down to the personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. And then you come out and then you say, oh, no, God has no form. God has no form. So Prabhupada said, that's why I'm going to underline. So he said that Swamiji was such a great teacher. He was so compassionate that just like a very magnanimous, very compassionate teacher, he would teach me at the same time he would make notes for me. He would underline and he would show me. And then he called his daughter. He said, this is my daughter. Now she is grown up, but when she was a little small girl, Swamiji would put her on his lap and would personally feed her the tomato rice that he would cook with his own hands and that he had offered to Krishna. And while feeding my daughter, he would tell her that you listen to me. You don't listen to your father. This prasadam will make you understand that Krishna is the most attractive and the most merciful person. Don't listen to your father. So this person was so touched by Srila Prabhupada. And he said that your founder Acharya, he was the most compassionate. That even to a person like me, he gave so much attention, so much. He taught me with his own hands. So you have to understand that you are in the great hands. And then he said, but I'll tell you that I am no more Nirgunvadi. No more that I believe that God has no form. But now I am completely believing in the personal form of the Supreme. So in that way, our devotees understood that Srila Prabhupada, first of all, wrote so many nice books to spread Krishna consciousness. And at the same time, he himself was going out and giving out these books. And he took so many efforts, tireless efforts. He would personally go out. And there used to be a time that Srila Prabhupada would have nothing to eat. But he is still going out and distributing the books. So Srila Prabhupada took so much effort just to start this movement. And not just in America. Even before he came to America, Srila Prabhupada has been trying his best to push this movement of Krishna consciousness. So we should understand the great compassion of Srila Prabhupada, what he has done, how much effort he has gone through. And once we understand, then only we can try to reciprocate. That's the main business for all of us. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So anybody has any quick question, we can take one question. Thank you. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
I wasn't here, so I can't swear that he did, but that was...